Late last night in Brazil, they blocked the Facebook-owned messaging app, WhatsApp, for 48 hours for failing to properly respond to a criminal case. The courts were trying to get information from WhatsApp about a drug trafficking case. Now, 100 million people in Brazil use WhatsApp, according to a post on Facebook by Mark Zuckerberg. That's 93% of the country's internet users. Early this morning, Reuters reported that a Brazilian judge lifted the ban, overturning a lower court. The appeals court said it was not reasonable to suspend a service used by so many people simply because the company had failed to provide information to the courts, especially in light of the fact that, from what I understand, WhatsApp encryption makes it impossible for the company to retrieve that message information. WhatsApp creator said that this is a victory for the Brazilian people. Their voices were heard loud and clear by people who represent them. Meanwhile, WhatsApp competitor Telegram was downloaded over 1 million times. Microsoft HoloLens now has a new showcase for developers working on apps for its mixed reality headset. We still have no word on when a consumer version of HoloLens will be available, but next year Microsoft will start selling a $3,000 developer version, and they have created a playground for developers to find out how it works. The HoloLens Experience Showcase will be located at New York's flagship Windows store. Reporters who've been able to experience HoloLens in the new showcase, spoiler alert, they think it's awesome. Google believes browsing the web should be a private experience between the user and the website. And of course, Google, who saves that information unless you specifically turn it off in web and app activity in your Google settings. In light of their commitment to keeping everyone else but them from eavesdropping on you today, Google said that its search engine will index HTTPS pages by default. In an effort to highlight secure websites, if a page has an HTTP and an HTTPS version, the HTTPS version will be bumped up in search results. Now, some news sites are saying that Google is now favoring sites that use HTTPS, but that's not exactly accurate. If a site doesn't have an HTTPS version, it will not be affected by this change.